This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up at the top of this hour, we begin the 17th annual Warmathon for Dollar Energy Fund. And a little later this morning, Marty Griffin will join me, and he's on a marathon day. He'll take you all the way to 3 o'clock this afternoon. Meanwhile, yesterday, mask mandates were to be in place at UPMC hospitals and their facilities outside the hospitals, the outpatient areas, and then they retracted it, and I'm not sure exactly why.
We still don't know. I mean, at least I don't know. We found out from Colin Dunlap.
Yeah.
And he sent us a message in the newsroom that he was with his wife. They were there for some reason, and someone walked into the waiting area where they were and announced that the mask wearing was going to change. The policy is as they're suggested, strongly suggested.
And joining us is a noted family physician. He's been a great partner with us, Dr. Kevin Wong, and knows all about being in hospitals, being in the doctor's office as a family physician. Doc, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
So we obviously understand that there is a high volume of respiratory-related illnesses, including the common cold, the flu, COVID, RSV, walking pneumonia. So what are you seeing and what are you hearing in your circles from a family physician standpoint?
We're seeing all of the above. We went through the big wave of COVID right before the holidays. We saw a lot of flu B before, and now we're seeing a lot of flu A. So it's amazing when we start typing all the different bugs coming down the road, you see these waves of different ones coming through, and then you see every now and then a wave of non-typables. So it's out there. And the biggest thing I think you can tell people to do is be considerate of other people. You know, wear a mask if you're comfortable. Wear a mask if you're at risk. Wear a mask if you have someone else around you that you have to protect. But the biggest thing is trying to minimize your close contact. Something you haven't heard before, which is good hand washing and or hand gels if you don't have water or soap available. But the biggest thing is common courtesy. If you're not feeling well or you have kids who you know are going to bring it back and forth from school, just keep a little bit more space than usual and try not to mingle quite as closely when you're in confined spaces.
Dr. Wong, you talked earlier about flu A and flu B, and I'm curious to know how effective the vaccine has been with both of those in your experience.
I think it's been fairly good this year overall because the people that are getting sick, for the most part, aren't sick. They feel a little miserable, and it's going on a few days, but we've not seen the severity, I don't think. And I think most people have been getting their flu shots, even if they've backed off the other shots a little bit. So I think we've been pretty good otherwise now that we can actually test them and see which types we're getting through. And the people are not really quite as sick as I would expect some to be, especially those with, you know, lung disease and heart disease have gotten their shots, really been faring fairly well overall.
And I saw at CBS's Dr. John LaPook posted numbers yesterday of the seasonal flu, 13,000 deaths attributed to it, 24 million infections, and it actually was higher than COVID. So we're dealing with the flu. And then how long does flu season last, Doc?
Well, this is what people sort of forget. Our flu season typically lasts to about March. So when we talk about getting the shots, yes, you don't want it too early in the season. But what was scary is last summer, this was an education for me, when we were doing COVID tests in July because we had so many people with symptoms, we had a lot of flu B concurrently. So who would think we'd have flu in the summer in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I don't ever recall hearing of that.
Not me.
All right, Doc.
But we never really tested for it. So that's the other problem. Now we're going to have to start testing. When we see these waves of people said, oh, it's just my summer cold. You know, you wonder how many people may have had mild flu in the summer that we never looked for.
And is it too late to get a flu shot?
No, as I said, our peak is still going to be right through March. And the thing is, it does take 3 weeks to be fully effective. So it's really still not too late, though.
All right. Well, as always, we appreciate your input and your time this morning, Doc.
Well, stay warm, stay dry, and be careful.